catbirds and flickers and finches and all kinds of things.
What is the Bradford connection?
Bradford comes from the old Bradford whiskey insurrection boy. William Bradford had no issue after his first son died, and there were no children by that. But Samuel Bradford and David Bradford, somewhere in there, and Dad knew all the history, and he knew the Ohio Bradfords. So I was not interested, so I avoided
so the
finding
Pilgrim
out about
Bradfords
it.
Don't figure it.
Hmm?
Pilgrim Bradfords don't figure into it.
Well, yeah, I guess
Governor.
There were some. No, Governor Bradford was William.
Yeah.
And that.
So you mean nobody could have been descended from him?
No.
You found this out or something? Or just reading history?
It's definite.
So I can't lay claims to Bradford?
No. But the Bradford whiskey insurrection is a very important thing.
Less illustrious
but
than the Mayflower.
But that's the Kentucky Bradfords. My grandmother was from Kentucky. My paternal grandmother. Made me think of something about boys and girls together. I can't remember now what it was. It doesn't matter.
What else do you remember of Pittsburgh?
What do I remember about Pittsburgh? Well, I left there when I was 10, so I was just in grammar school. I took dancing lessons, and I was the only girl in the class who had a boyfriend. I was rather pretty as a child. I looked like the Jell-O girl. I had blonde Dutch hair that my mother would roll and make curls. And I had big, they were hazel eyes, but people would say those beautiful brown eyes. And this boy, and I can't remember his name. Oh, and then there was a boy named Jack Hart. Oh, I was very much in love with him. He used to write me notes, and I had lots and lots of Valentines in the third grade. And once I was Mrs. Benjamin Franklin, and my aunt gave me an old dress that she had worn, and I asked her if she knew Lincoln. She said she didn't. And
did you say the Pittsburgh time was happy?
I loved it.
You liked it?
I loved it.
Well, what did you like?
Well, when you're 9 years old and enjoying going to school, and there was an empty lot down at the corner, and my dad built me a tree house and a whirligig, and I was down there every afternoon playing.
So you always felt warm and secure around your parents?
Oh yeah, and Tibby Stein came over to visit us all the time. Tibby was two doors down, and she came in one day, and my mother noticed little white things in her head. Mentioned to her mother that she had lice, which of course she had, and her mother was very offended. We felt it was better for her to know than not. And next door, on the other side, there was a little girl called Jean Wertheimer. And Jean and I were out gathering jewels from the ground, and I had a little axe in my hand, hatchet. And she'd say, there's one, and I'd go like that. And there's one, and I'd go like that. And she said, there's one, and I went like that and chopped the tip of her finger off.
Joint?
No, just the tip. Which wasn't very kind of me, but nobody ever said anything about it. I was good friends with Jean for always. And I adored a girl by the name of